W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shaking up his cabinet as the Russians strike more targets in western Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Kyiv.
Russia launching a brutal assault on Ukrainian cities. Residential buildings engulfed in flames after explosive drones and missiles bombarded Lviv, killing at least 7 people and injuring more than 30, including children, say local officials. It comes just a day after one of the deadliest Russian missile strikes of the war.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kula submitting his resignation today. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case. Sentencing on the more than 30 felonies he was convicted of, scheduled for later this month. The British government is out with a damning report on the Grenfell Tower fire that killed 72 people. It says regulations were ignored by both the government and the construction industry. This is ABC News. Fraud charges filed against a former top aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Linda Sun is accused of acting as an agent for China. Some of the allegations include trying to make changes to official statements.
Even small details like word changes, like references to Taiwan or the portrayal of China in official statements or documents, seemingly small, innocuous things, but federal prosecutors say they warranted those criminal charges and were significant enough to the Chinese that they were willing to pay millions of dollars in kickbacks.
Less than a week after being shot in the chest during a robbery, San Francisco 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall paying a visit to the team's training facility. This is his teammate, Jake Brendel.
Absolutely amazing what happened, to be honest. I mean, It's a one in 100, one in 200, one in 300 chance of surviving that sort of injury.
He's expected to miss at least 4 games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cardona kicked off the Back to School bus tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says Green Bay can get off to a good start this week.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful morning out there. Once again, we talk about winter coming up and heating bills and all those sorts of things. Well, let's talk about that. You know, the baseball season in Milwaukee has been a phenomenal one, a great surprise. A new manager, some important pieces went elsewhere, and yet they've had an outstanding season. Well, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin always finishes first in the window and door leagues. Pella manufactures all of their own products in a town known as...
Pella.
Pella.
Iowa.
Iowa.
Exactly. Oh, no. That's it. Iowa's not a town. Iowa's a state.
No, but the town... It's Pella, Iowa, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you said it's a town known as... And I said Pella, and you said... You gestured again and said,
"Well, no, but I just
Iowa, and I'm like, Iowa is not a town."
Okay. Each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. Quality craftsmanship, innovative design are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. Pella windows and doors are best in class, not only from the endless styles, but for the features you can't see. And now for something you almost can't believe. Get as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Hurry, the deal lasts until September 30th. So visit PellaWI.com today.
Right. That is a good deal. That's a really good deal. I should do that now. I mean, you know, we just talked about how it's getting darker. I mean, the page has turned. We're not technically in fall, but it feels like we're in fall.
Well,
right?
Plus, you know, with anything these days, it'll take several weeks to get things.
Well, they got to come over, the estimate, order it.
Absolutely.
It's custom made.
Yep.
And yeah, so get on that right
get
now.
Get on it right now. Get
Call
on
Pella.
It right now, Rebecca.
Yes.
I'm on it.
We got the executive director of the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross. She's been here before. Rebecca, thank you for coming in. You guys always have something going on.
Oh, we do. We always are swinging.
Besides blood, and I think you should talk about how the supply is, you've got other.
I'm not kidding.
What?
Nothing.
Sounds like a fun workplace.
Well, no, I mean...
We have a lot going on. National Weather Preparedness Month.
All right. Let's go back to Rebecca. All right, yeah.
I'm trying to just move on.
Oh, Rebecca from the Red Cross. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, he will start over. All right.
Yeah, start over.
All right. We have with us the executive director of Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross. Not a swinger, but someone who is here working in a business. And you said
you don't know that.
Well, she said they're always swinging out there, but
I think she meant projects.
Oh,
all right,
I don't
Please
think
ask
she.
Me to come back again. Yeah.
Did you see where the guy got murdered at a nudist camp?
What
I did?
Yes.
I what?
Doesn't that seem bizarre?
Don't. Yeah, we got this. It's too early. 7:09.
No. Sorry. Well, okay, did you see that?
I could make some pretty good.
I know. Isn't that the last place in the world you'd think you'd ever get murdered?
I'm gonna have to listen to that later. We'll talk about it a little later.
Oh man, there.
God, did you see that?
There's some jokes in there.
I did not see that. No.
Wow.
I know.
How did he?
Okay. I know. Yeah, I know.
It is really sad that the conversation this morning with me.
I know.
It's a little bit your fault, though, because you said, how are things doing? And we're swinging out there. And then John, of course, went right to the gutter.
Yeah.
And so anyway, here we are. So
last time that I was here, we talked about you turned to hunting and killing something, and that led right into blood. So now we'll talk about someone getting killed at a nudist camp.
Okay, and there was probably blood.
And how he probably needed blood.
Yeah, good point.
And didn't have the blood he needed to get his life saved because there's an extreme blood shortage.
Absolutely.
Okay, so whether nudist camp or just in a car accident, we need blood.
But, absolutely.
And I've asked you this, and I think the answer is it doesn't matter, but is there a need for a certain type more than others?
Well, we need every type of blood, but blood type O is the universal blood type. O negative is the type of blood that is reached for most commonly in emergency rooms because when they don't have a chance to check to see what the blood type is, O negative will work with everyone.
Like a universal donor.
Correct.
Okay, John,
but
I asked
every
you this.
Type of blood is needed.
I asked you. What was the kind of blood you have?
Like the most common, whatever it is.
Well, that would be O.
But it's not the one that everybody can use. It's like, is it O positive?
I think it's
whatever.
Didn't you say you had AB?
No, it was me.
I have no idea.
Well,
over here.
Oh, sorry.
What does AB
I remember
mean?
One of them.
Yeah,
AB is a blood type.
Yeah.
Oh,
very rare. Very rare.
Is it really?
Yeah. Ask her.
Is it really?
You know what we need to do is we just need to get you both in for a blood draw.
Yeah.
You know what I got to find? When I embedded with the hats they give you, all the hats that you wear over there. Okay.
Is there blood type on a hat?
On the top.
That's cool.
It's got Velcro, a piece of Velcro.
Well, that's not very secure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they give you a little thing that says your blood type on top of the hats.
Where is this?
In
like
Iraq,
Afghanistan.
Oh, I thought you were saying at the Red Cross.
I'll bring you one of the hats. I'll show you. It's got a little Velcro thing on top, and that's where they put what blood type
what
you
if
have.
People switch it, and that's not a good idea.
Well, I don't know. Who would switch it? Who would be that?
Some guy
mean
that
to switch it.
Some guy that they're like, okay, we need B. we got to show you B, and then some guy like is afraid to give blood, so take it off your head, switch your
hat. You're the only person who would even think of that. Yeah. That says something about you, the character of you.
Creative.
Wow.
Creative,
unbelievable. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
All right, so.
We'll get on track.
Yes. So you're here from the.
Wait. Before we do that. So, Con, before we went to break, Con looked it up on the Packer odds.
Yeah.
Not very
that good.
Favorable
no,
to bet on.
No. You guys, if you're going to bet someone to go to the Super Bowl, take some long odds. Don't think the Packers are favored to go. So you put down $100, you win, what, 180?
No, you put down 10, and you get 180.
Nah.
If you bet on the Bears, you get a 350.
Okay.
And I couldn't understand why you'd put down $10 to get $1.80 back.
It was 180,
obviously
just,
not a gambler, because I think more about blood.
Yeah. Well.
Which we're really short on.
Somebody, if you punch somebody, that rock you have there would do some damage. What is that, jade?
No.
Is it an agate?
Yes.
Is it an agate?
It is an agate.
Okay.
That I bought right downtown here at Art Street about 12 years ago.
Is that from the UP? The agate?
No.
Oh. You ever looked for agates?
I don't even know what agate is. What is that? Let me see that. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
This is really great for the people in
Is that land. Like a birthstone?
No.
Okay.
I actually put it on. God. We get a response where I was asking somebody if I could borrow their rock polisher.
No. Oh,
no.
If you do, let me know.
I know.
Yeah,
it really
needs to be polished. Yeah.
Absolutely, I will. Absolutely,
yes,
I will.
But thank you.
You can take that. I don't kind of, but you can take all the stuff into Rumley's. They'll do it. And we have a thing to clean jewelry at our house. But that rock thing is something, it's like it turns for like
it's
weeks
a drum.
And weeks.
Yeah,
the drum. Yeah,
yeah,
that's not,
and you know,
you wouldn't put that ring
of
in
rocks,
there.
Be,
yeah.
Rocks tend to fly during tornadoes,
yeah,
and it happens to be National Preparedness.
Boy, she's trying.
Yeah, she is
trying.
From agate on her finger
to rocks.
Blood.
Okay. Yes. So
pulling this all back around again.
He's like, I'm going to wait for Todd to get back because he keeps you guys on track. So, no, really, the American Red Cross, you guys do a lot of stuff. You need blood. It's totally easy to do. There's blood drives, but you can just call and give blood. What are your hours over there in Dechner?
We have all different hours. It just depends on the day, but there's no reason for anyone to say, I can't make it at a certain time.
Right.
If you just go to redcrossblood.org, we have blood drives everywhere. You put in your zip code, it's going to find you a blood drive close to you in whatever hour you are available.
Now, besides blood drives, and we do need that. I mean, seriously, I mean, there's car accidents and blood only lasts so long, so we need to keep fresh supplies on hand. All types of blood. Oh, of course, the universal donor, so they want to have that. But if you want to match it, you know, product to product, you know, we need all types of blood. So, yes, and I've donated that AB blood because they needed it. So, because the patient was AB.
How long does it take?
Less than an hour.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And actually, the amount of time that the needle that everyone's so afraid of that's in your arm is usually less than 15 minutes.
Right. Really?
Yeah. The greatest amount of time is doing a health history and the amount of time that you're going to sit there afterwards having your snacks and just making sure you are doing okay. And we have some amazing volunteers who are going to sit there and chat with you.
Right. But you can get lightheaded, but they have a cot there. They watch you. These guys know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And very few people do end up getting lightheaded, but we are there and it's always set up to
if you passed out, John, we would just be like, well, we would never bring it up again.
Yeah, if it was John, we'll see.
Let's go. Let's do that. Let's go play some better.
Never take a magic marker and do things to my face or anything.
Oh, yeah.
None of that would happen.
Let's do both tomorrow.
So what were you talking about with the weather? How did the weather tie into this?
They do a lot more than blood.
September is National Preparedness Month. And as we look at the weather, you think about this is the earliest year we have ever had a Cat 5 storm or Category 5 being Hurricane Beryl. And not only do we see the severe weather ramping up, but think about how many blood drives get canceled because of these hurricanes or these storms. Nearly 60 blood drives throughout the county, throughout the country, many of which were caused by Debbie. Over 1,500 life-saving products went uncollected. And annually, our severe weather impacts about 90,000 blood drives across the country.
Wow.
And really, when we look at what's predicted to be the worst hurricane season ever, and we are seeing such an increase. Last year, 10 years ago, we responded to about 19 severe storms. Last year, it was up to 40 severe storms.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone to one of those sites, like when they send in a team, a Red Cross team? Have you ever done that?
Yep, I have done it with another organization, but I have deployed, and this is my year. This is my season. I'll be going this fall, so I'll come on back and talk about it.
And you guys go.
I heard that. I'm getting you down to volunteer, and we'll get you on it in a heartbeat.
I would do that.
Yeah, that he would.
We are always looking for disaster volunteers as well.
But the disaster volunteers.
Con, you're in too.
You guys. Let's go. Yeah, I'm working. I got to teach. How's that for an excuse? So you get in the van and you go to the site, right? Is it to take care of the people or do you actually bring the chainsaws and stuff? Is that part of your deal?
Not usually that piece, but we have probably 40 different position descriptions that are part of disaster response.
All right. I know there's a lot to that.
Time?
Could I what?
Bring a list?
Absolutely.
I'd love to go through that.
I can bring someone who's been to many of the disasters and can talk more about
disaster relief. We're talking.
We can set a quick break.
Okay, we'll come
up. Stay with us, okay?
Yeah.
You bet.
Rebecca, Executive Director, Northeast Wisconsin Red Cross. Back right after this.
Never knew how to act. When the same high line that was drawn on you was drawn on me, and now it's drawn me in.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good-looking Wednesday morning, 57 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh, coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. We always say this, people that come in are cooler than us.
Everybody.
We can sit here and talk to Rebecca about going to natural disasters.
Well, and Rebecca Rockhill, she's the executive director of the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross. So what she does is, you know, obviously, you know, wants to get people to go to one of the blood drives or go out to the Red Cross facility and donate blood. But there's so many other things the Red Cross does. And I think you're kind of known for that. But boy, if there's a disaster, hurricane, flood, I mean, you guys are always there.
We are there for emergencies, everything from local emergencies, from a fire to a search to whatever it may be local where people are needing help or services, all the way to we are still boots on the ground in Hawaii, and we will still be there for quite a while. Any of the hurricanes that have come through, the wildfires. The wildfires in Hawaii.
Oh, the one from like last year?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes,
she said they're still there.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And we will be doing long-term recovery there for quite a while, which is still about matching those individuals up with communities until they are able to be self-sufficient again. So we are often, when there are large storms that are suspected, we are there boots on the ground before the storm even hits with preparedness plans.
Did you ever do a tornado thing where you're going, I just can't even imagine being in a town that's just gone.
Oh.
And your stuff is gone and your house. I can't even imagine. You see these people being interviewed. I can't imagine
it's obliterated,
talking
gone
coherently after your house is gone.
Yeah. I want to tell you a quick story. Woman in Iowa there was a tornado coming, and she was taking care of her two grandbabies and some other children as well. She took the grandbabies, put them in the car seat, put them in the bathtub, and put a Bible between them, and then went to take the other grandkids and put them in an inside closet. They don't have basements.
Right.
Tornado hit, destroyed the house. There is actual visual body cam footage searching in the middle of the night for those babies. They turn over the bathtub, find the bathtub, obviously, turn it over, and there are two babies with the Bible still between them.
Oh.
The Red Cross looked at the number of tornadoes that were coming through that area and built storm shelters within the neighborhood. So just basically shelters where when large storm comes, the community can come, go down the stairs, and stay in those shelters. Mm-hmm. Unbelievably, within 2 years, another storm came, took out that woman's house again. And she was telling the story about being in the storm shelters this time and everyone being completely safe. It was just an empowering story as to the work that's done to protect people.
What have I talked about that I want to, I'm going to make my next million?
We called the mayor down in Oklahoma City. He's a friend of mine, Mick Cornett, and he was mayor there 14 years. He actually ran for governor, came up a little bit short. We called him because Johnny wants to do these little
individual storm shelters.
That big. Like, it could be, but you want to make them, you know, a little bigger than the size of a coffin, but you want to make them, you know, no wide and people can just go there.
That's exactly what it was.
But they don't have those.
No, because like, they don't have basements. They don't
But why don't they build one of these? You don't just get an excavator, not even the size of a basement, just maybe 10 feet by 10 feet.
Right.
That's what we were doing, and working with other community partners.
Maybe because of the ground, maybe it fills back in.
If you lived in Oklahoma, I would do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or Kansas?
But somebody,
Iowa?
We're not two of the brightest guys. I can't believe somebody's not doing that. There's got to be something about that. They fill back in or something. Maybe you have to, they're too expensive to reinforce the walls. I don't know. What do I know?
They're possible.
That's what I think they are, too. But
so when you're ready, you talk to me and I'll figure it out.
Excellent.
That's right.
But that's pretty cool that you guys built that. I think I could see... people knocking. Let me in.
Yeah. Remember that one Twilight Zone episode? Yeah. Remember that one Twilight Zone episode,
with Buster, yeah.
Where the guy built a bomb shelter and everybody laughed at him because about nuclear war. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the sirens go off. Alert, alert. Yeah. Russian, missiles are heading our way. Yeah. So he goes into the bomb shelter and he only had enough air and stuff for like his family.
Oh.
And people were all knocking on the door. Yeah. All these people that had laughed at him and he wouldn't let them in.
Yeah.
And then it's all clear sound, a false alarm. So he has to come out and now everybody hates him.
Now, we were talking the other day about the talking Tina from the Twilight
Zone. Oh, yeah. Oh. The doll?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm talking Tina.
Yeah. That was a scary one.
All right.
I could go on and on in the Twilight Zone.
All right. We need volunteers to sign up to be this. What's the team called?
Disaster Service Team.
The disaster response. And there's a little bit of training. I'm sure that goes with that. So they can call the Red Cross. You're going to give me that number.
Even just going on redcross.org, and they can just put in what their interest is. It will show them. If they just put in disaster under the volunteer section, it's going to give them just a ton of different positions.
And you and I were talking about two of your volunteers, who are two of the nicest people on the planet, that you could call them anytime.
Absolutely.
When there was, and they would just out of bed, down to the Salvation Army, pick up the van, and can go to where it is. And that's a cool thing. I mean, they're a retired couple, but you can do that when you're young, old. I'm sure there's no age limit. It's just availability. But, yeah, we can look at that besides giving blood. You got a lot of good things going on.
You know what you got to be real careful of, though, and I mentioned this before. Like in the hurricane places, where you got all that damage, all that stuff laying around, you got to be really careful when you pick up, like, piece of wood or the rattlesnakes. Water moccasins especially.
We're trying to encourage people to sign up, John.
I know, but I'm just saying.
They don't bite. These are really nice ones.
Oh, no, these water moccasins are vicious. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Cottonmouths, they're really something. Did you ever experience that at all?
No.
Talk to some of your people about that.
No.
You got to be real careful when you overturn like a big piece of tin or
it's
something like
preparedness.
That.
Preparedness. We're set.
You need to wear leather boots.
One other thing I really want to make sure that...
I don't know if
that's
they do.
Right. Nope. We are...
Okay.
Prepared. One other thing I really want to push as we're talking about national preparedness is make a plan with your families. Be prepared for the worst. Have a plan. Have a kit. Know where you're going to meet. No matter what the disaster may be, have that plan in place. If you need some ideas, go to redcross.org. We do have a disaster preparedness kit that you can download and give you lots of ideas and kind of lay out a template of that plan for you.
What a great idea. And, we're back. Summer's over, back to family dinners. Have a nice discussion around the table. This is where I want you kids to do. Fire here, flood here, basement, fourth floor.
Where would you go?
Well, it depends what it was. But, if it was a flood, I would go up to the top
fifth floor. Well, it's really five. Yeah. You've got five.
And if it was a tornado, we'd go down into, I said the cellar, and he goes, nobody uses that word anymore.
But you down in the cellar, Pa?
It is. That is a bomb shelter we have down there. Those old houses.
That house that you're in out there. Do you still have to go outside and open the creek doors?
We're not Anti-M. No, we're not.
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. But and we got food, water. We're good.
So. Why did they lock that on her?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, wouldn't you think you'd keep it open for Dorothy?
She's pounding on it. You think they would let anybody in?
You sons of mother, in!
They didn't let her in? That's sad.
Yeah,
that is. I'm going to have a little window that I can see. There's certain people
I'd let in.
Let in.
I would be there.
I'm not so sure if you'd let in.
Man, Donnerby, who is it? Nobody.
Nobody.
Don't worry.
Close the blinds. It's nobody.
It's just a squirrel knocking on the door.
I'd pull that little shade across.
Yeah. There's nobody there. Then they'd find me, like, anyway. My face splattered against
All right, we got to go to the Red Cross.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks, Red Cross. Disaster relief. Thank you. Be here.
All right.
Back after us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cattle producers, stand by. Some important animal identification changes going into effect in Wisconsin beginning November 5th. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, that's right. Starting November 5th, cattle owners across the state of Wisconsin are going to have both an animal ID tag that has visual identification and an electronic component. Trisha Lacey is president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association and says she understands why there's pushback, but also understands why it's important for the industry.
This is going to benefit the entire beef industry. We'll be remiss to think not if, but when we have a bovine animal disease outbreak, that there will not be major ramifications on our beef supply chain and our export markets. And so I appreciate the NCBA is looking at this from the whole nation and making sure that we're securing our beef supply chain and we're not going to end up in a situation where we lose those export markets, because that's huge for us because of the quality of cattle that we make. We have to export a lot of that beef. They're doing this with the intention of protecting the livelihood of beef producers.
Trisha Lacey, president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Again, these changes going into effect November 5th, requiring livestock owners to have animal identification tags that have both a visual element and an electronic component. If you've got questions, check in with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection or the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Markets and overnight electronic trade. We'll find out what's happening with our numbers next.
For farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It was a tough day on Wall Street yesterday. It's not a great day for commodities this morning. December corn's down a penny at 408. November beans down about 8, 1004. The December wheat is up a half at 567. On Tuesday, barrel cheese was unchanged at 226. 40-pound block cheese was up a half, 221 and a half. Double A butter dropped penny and three quarters at 315 and a quarter per pound. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Thank you to Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of Northeast Wisconsin Chapter of American Red Cross, for coming in. I want to check out the volunteer spot. I want to do that.
So the American Red Cross, you know, she's the, I don't even know what her district is, Northeast Wisconsin. I don't know how many counties she oversees, but you can go on their website and just sign up for these disaster relief things. And, you know, there's like 40 different things you can do. You prepare food, serve food. You can do a lot of things if you want to help out reconstruction, any of that. And Johnny's going to sign up for that. But they need people to do that. Yeah. And there's some couples that do that, too.
You guys don't have to share, Mike. You can use your own.
I don't know if it's on.
Con. For the love of.
These aren't my normal headphones. I'll tell you that.
So this is the second time.
This is what you deal with Con.
This is the second time.
He's like 17 years old.
Right.
Okay. First time, first job.
This is the second time today we're saying to Con, not counting tomorrow, how long have you been here?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor dear.
How old would you think Con was if you didn't know? How old did you think?
I mean, he's got a young face. Yeah.
I said 17.
Yeah, I would say 17.
Yeah,
somewhere between 17 and 20.
I said 18 because you got to be 18.
He's 36.
I'm 25. He's 25.
Get carded. I bet you still get carded. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure.
Wow.
But I got here, Con was here early, and I got here early because Todd's not here, so we everybody gets here a little bit earlier because we're all nervous. But Con was talking about his lease is coming up.
By the way,
up.
We're with Ben and Deanna Melcourt.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tie it into real estate.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Connor officially?
Conrad.
Yeah, we call him Convoy.
Very formal.
Love it. I thought we called him Con because that's how he got the job.
Work release. How do you think you would do in prison, Con?
I don't think I'd do well.
I don't know if he's going to come back tomorrow.
No, he's not on tomorrow. We got somebody else coming on tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow.
No, he was talking about redoing his lease and looking at apartments. And
sure.
Rent's expensive.
It's expensive.
It just is.
They can jack up the rate. There's no laws, right? I mean, because like I told you, mine and Kakan, a piece of garbage apartment, and one day I got a notice it's going up $150 a month.
And that was on like an $800 apartment. That's significant.
Yeah, it's a huge. Yeah.
Huge. I mean, I moved because of it.
Yeah.
But with that said, people are like, you know, this is crazy. I'm throwing this money away. I'd like to buy a house. So is this starter house stuff coming back? Is there anything out there?
Yeah. You know, I think we've got somewhere between 3 and 4 months of inventory right now.
Well, that's good.
Which is good. And the market's moving for sure. But, you know, you're right. With the rent, when you're paying $2,000 in rent or whatever it is for the month, you might as well be putting that towards a home.
Absolutely. Right. It's like putting in the bank, get some equity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that is the problem. You're not building equity. And if you say, well, I'm going to save money, you know, we're just not good savers in America, you know?
No,
and
we're
just not. So
it's not what we do.
No, we don't. But a house payment is for savings.
I mean,
you're building equity.
You are building equity, for sure.
Unlike a car. Yeah, you're making that payment, but you're not really building equity.
No,
but
you're not. You're losing it every day.
you remember the guy that wrote the book? I read the book, Swimming with the Sharks.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't read it.
But the whole thing, I remember one thing that came out of it that he always told his kids, buy the best house you possibly can and the cheapest car you can possibly get away with.
Yeah.
Because every day you own that car, it's going to be worth less. Every day you own that house, it's going to be worth
probably
more.
Yeah.
That was like the number one thing I took from that entire book. Yeah. It's like, that really makes sense.
And well, you know, John just bought a new car and he rents.
Yeah.
you're right.
He didn't listen to the guy. He just rented.
I know.
But don't do as I do.
I know.
That actually is a really good point.
Yeah. Well, you know, you look at when you drive your car off the lot when you buy it and it instantly goes down in value. You look at a home a year later compared to that house or that car a year later. And, you know, your value's already gone up.
Appreciates.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you for the right
word. Yeah, terminology.
Yeah.
I'll be your mic person.
It goes up. It goes up. It's worth more.
It's worth more. Yeah. You guys got any places listed for any of your agents that you're excited about?
Well, we have one listing tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Cool.
Yeah, over in the Red Smith area.
Nice. That's perfect. A great
great area.
Great school. You know,
great school, outskirts of Green Bay, northeast side, right up against Bay Settlement, so to speak.
Great area.
Yeah, fantastic.
Ranch home, nice deck.
Ranch.
Yeah, everything on the main floor. Very
accessible.
Which is nice.
Yep.
Yeah, lots of space in the basement to do whatever you want with.
Yeah, a lot of activities in the park. You know, they've got the ice rink over there at Red Smith.
Right.
Soccer fields. Man,
put lights in there too, didn't we? I think that's a good park. That's big. That's a
really
huge
nice.
Park.
It's a huge park.
That's a huge park.
It's really nice.
With a water view.
And they have some great. They have a great neighborhood association out there too. It's quite active, so they have a lot of activities going on there. So to find that house, is this Bay Area Realty? How do we find it?
You know what? I would just tomorrow go to benmelkor.com.
Okay, Ben Melkor.
Yeah, and look at the new listings.
Hey,
it'll be right
me.
There.
That's
you.
That's me.
Yeah, that makes up for making her look dumb with that appreciation.
You know what I kind of miss? I miss not having the MLS.
Yeah.
Because that used to be fun. Just
it's fun to poke around.
Go through.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you probably don't have
I don't
access.
Have my license.
Yeah. Sure. You don't have access to it anymore.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it is fun.
It is. I mean, just to see all the, even other communities to see what's, you know.
What's moving.
We'll bring our computers in so you can play around.
I would love to. I would love that one time. I really would.
The state of Wisconsin is really neat, too, because we have another kind of MLS that holds all the other information from the MLS, and it's called WireX. And not every MLS is part of it in our state, but most are. I think there's a handful of them.
And just
that aren't.
MLS stands for Multiple Listing Service?
Yeah, there you go. You remember.
So whether you're the only one. whether you're the Bay Area has it or Melcor's have the listing or some other company in Milwaukee, it all shows up on the MLS, which is kind of cool. So it's this multiple listing, and then you have access to the information and how much it's costing, and you can become either a buyer agent and...
Exactly. Well, it's really nice when we're working with, let's say, a seller here, but they have to move to Milwaukee. And so before we really get them connected, I mean, we're not experts of Milwaukee as much as we love going down there. We're going to get them connected to a good agent down there. But the nice thing is through Metro, that's their MLS, they're on WireX. So we can kind of go in and give them a preview of what's available down there before we even get them connected.
And I will say this, when I work with Berkshire, out of Manitowoc.
Yep.
There was a gentleman moving from Arizona to Rivers or to Manitowoc. He was one of the big wheels with the ammo company that started up.
Oh, yeah.
So I contacted a Berkshire agent in Phoenix and sold him. And it's like, what I'm saying is Berkshire, I don't know about the other companies, but man, they were fantastic to work with within the company itself, taking care of him down there and us up here.
Definitely. Well, and it's really nice. We've got all of that information right in our resource center. So we can plug in wherever you're thinking about moving and find some good agents for you there.
That's really important.
And I think that's cool that you have that. Some people might think, well, you're a Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin realtor, but you have your tentacles out everywhere. I've got a friend of mine that, you know, it was at his cottage this weekend. But he's thinking of selling his cottage in Door County and selling his house in Illinois and just getting a really nice place in Lake Geneva.
Oh, sure.
However, he just went and looked at Lake Geneva. That is expensive.
Prices. Oh,
it's expensive.
You couldn't find anything under $1 million.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's... Yeah.
Price of. I invented a new word.
What?
Price of.
Price of. There was someplace else you were talking about that you were surprised how expensive houses were.
Expensive down there.
I forget where. Yeah. Oh, no. I noticed. We had somebody in here talking about out in, was it Colorado or something? No, Montana. John
Miller. We had a guy in here from Montana, and he said it is, because you think Montana, big sky. But he said it's crazy what's going on out there.
Even, I mean, like Park City, Utah. I mean, it is, the real estate out there is very expensive.
Well, I used to live by Sun Valley, I knew so many people. There'd be ski bums, basically, and waiters and bartenders and whatever. They can't get those people anymore because there's no housing. It's too expensive for the help.
And,
like some place up like in Coeur d'Alene and all that. I don't think they got a real mission to build affordable housing up there.
No, no, no.
But you think Bozeman, Montana would be, and he was a TV guy, which I guarantee you don't make
He's
a lot.
He's right in there with the waiters and waitresses.
And he said, he said, well, maybe if I live 50 miles outside of town. It's like, even that, he said, the rate, it's like nothing under $1 million.
Oh, I believe it's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy out there. So, you know, and it's remote. You know, in some of the areas, some of the cities are great too, you know, but it's pricey when you hit west.
When I was talking to you this morning, you live in Green Bay, you live out by UWGB. And what did you say? I asked you about, you've lived in a number of places.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing about the place I live in is that, it has a garage and,
but Con, what about the environment? We talked bigger picture. You said this is out of the places you lived in.
Oh yeah. This is definitely the best place I've lived.
I've lived
in Milwaukee and smaller towns. And
Green Bay is the best place he's ever lived in. Now, granted, he's only 25, but it looks like he's 17, but he is 25. Yeah. And he's lived in other places.
I think he said 26.
No, 25.
Oh, 25. Okay.
But I think that's pretty cool when a 25-year-old who actually lived in Milwaukee, which is the biggest city, six times our size, and really likes it here. And it's also, you know, like we got that award because of affordability. I mean, he's paying, $800 in rent, and Milwaukee would be significantly more.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I'm not quite sure how he dropped down to number 12 this past year. But
we went from 1 to 12.
I know. I saw that. Yeah. I looked it up. It said they really kind of changed their metrics and how they rated different things. Huh. So, I don't know.
Did the mayor say that?
No, the mayor did not. ChatGPT told me that.
Okay, all right.
That's got to be pretty cool.
We know it's true.
Well, that's going to be pretty cool for you people, though, when somebody calls, say, hey, I'm moving from yada yada state to Green Bay, and you can say, you know, we were picked as the top city in America.
We actually had a young gentleman that we helped, I think, last year from Milwaukee, who bought his first home here in Green Bay solely because it got that number
because
one.
Because Green Bay was number one.
He wanted to live here.
It's okay to be in the top 20.
I think it is.
It's still, there's a lot of cities out there that we compete with.
12's not bad.
No.
What do people say when they're looking to move to Green Bay? I mean, what's the number one thing that they're... you know, that they're excited. I mean, obviously you got the Packers, whatever. What else do they ask you about?
What do they ask us about?
Schools. Oh, yeah. Schools is always a big one. We can't comment too much on schools. I mean, but, you know, this area does have a great school system.
Well, that's the thing, though, too. And again, I think I get this question right on my test. But even if they ask about crime in certain areas, you can't give them facts and figures, correct?
We can't.
We can
direct them to a website that they can find it on. But, no, we can't get into that. You're skirting around some of the fair housing, you know, rules and regs.
I mean, people don't realize that.
No.
They think you can give them every answer you want.
Yeah. No.
By regulation, you really can't.
We really can't. So another thing that we hear a lot, you know, or why people are moving up to the area, not only, you know, we do have a lot of industry up here, but the natural beauty that we have. We're surrounded by water.
And
I think it's a lot of parks, a lot of activities. And, you know, I don't think there's a lot of places within Wisconsin in a city this big that has access to places like Milwaukee and everything that they have, but yet we're pulled away from it. Right. You know, we're the third largest city in the state, and yet we're surrounded by so much beauty.
Yeah. Well, I had a doctor, or the wife of a doctor, who was going to be transferred up here from Indiana, someplace in Indiana, and took him out towards the Bay Area, and they were just like, they couldn't believe it. They're like, we had no idea.
Yeah.
We had no idea this existed.
Yeah. Indiana is like the longest state ever.
I was just going to say, my guess is if you brought anybody from Indiana up here, they'd move immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a good story. I was telling Johnny last week. Two houses for me where we had neighbors and they moved to North Carolina. And good job. I moved to North Carolina and they lived on there for the last few years. They came back, knocked on the door of that house, and to talk to the people who are living there now. Last weekend, Don and I see him moving boxes out. We're like, are you guys moving? Yeah, they gave us an offer we couldn't refuse. Bought his house back.
Oh, how sweet is that?
He did. Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in like an ophthalmologist or something. But I think that's really cool that, you know, him and his wife would move back to Green Bay, but they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
And they probably made a little bit of money on their house in North Carolina.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
the guy's like, look, there's just... And they bought a house in De Pere. You know, these those people. So everybody won on that deal.
Yeah. Nice.
Let me ask you this. You're talking about the... you got a new listing coming up tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Just quick prediction on, or whatever, where it's at. How many offers do you think you'll get?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, we'll find.
Jinx it.
I know. Right? Do we have to knock on wood? I mean, we'll find out right away if it's priced well.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing. I mean, we hope to have a couple of them. You know, that'd be the best scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no inventory out there right now. So
still
in that particular area
in Red Smith. Yeah. Inventory is very low. So it should.
That good school district. You talked about some things. Good parks. Yeah. Good school district. Yeah. And depending where it is, I mean, you're pretty close to the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you say you could see it? From
yeah, there's nice views out there.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Ben and Dan of Malincourt, Bay Area Realty. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Wow. Welcome back.
You made a fortune, so. Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
I heard of this.
We didn't tell anybody, John.
Okay.
So you're talking about these people. They listed their house $400,000. It hadn't been selling for a month. So then they did this. There's a real estate. What do you call that? Superstition that if you pray about it, you bury a statue of Saint Joseph in upside down facing a certain direction, that will help sell your house.
Yeah.
But John said, okay, but don't tell anybody. And these people are telling everybody.
We had helped a seller, or one of our agents when we had a team had helped a seller who did that same thing and then wanted that statue for the next go around because they bought a new place. So she was out there trying to dig it up wherever they had.
Why does it have to be upside down?
I don't know. Yeah.
It just, there's a etiquette on how doing that. I would tell you the same thing.
Is it because he was the carpenter?
Why they picked I would guess St. Joseph because he was.
Yeah. I don't know the upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't either.
No, it is. It is. And he's, you know, patron saints you want to go after. I want to tell you, Dan, we did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is weird. It did sell very quick.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was just coincidental. But it did sell. And I went looking for that, and I couldn't find it either. And I just let it there.
So it's still there?
Yeah, it's still there. I think it's still there.
Wow.
Yeah. I went by the house. I mean, that was, 25 years ago. But
sure.
Anyway, and it was just, and it was, my father-in-law was like, you'll never get that. And I'm like, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
So, and I did.
There you go. Know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was the statue, but it was. It just put us at ease. So we.
Yeah.
And,
well,
anyway.
If you do it and it sells, it worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
It worked.
But
I just don't. We didn't tell everybody we were doing. I didn't tell the sellers, we got a statue buried. You got to buy it. I mean, anyway, yes, there's a lot of ways to sell. I think they're better off talking to the Melcors.
Right.
And as you say, staging your house for sale.
You
can build a statue if you want, but bury the statue, but you don't have to.
Thank you, Mino.
You're welcome.
You know, we're sitting so close, his leg keeps hitting mine, and I keep you know, like when you're at like a dinner party and somebody's sitting next to you is like, come on, let's go. Yeah.
I had my granddaughters a few weeks ago, and we went down here to Hagemeister. They have entertainment at night sometimes. It's really cool. They get the fireplaces going and everything.
Beautiful.
And two people in their like 50s. We're almost like sitting in each other's laps, all lovey dovey, yada yada. It's like, really? You really have to do that.
Right. Get a room. I know. You think they're 19.
Go home.
Yeah. Go into your car and do that.
Absolutely.
You know? Come on.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, why? You know, I had my granddaughter's there. It's like, really?
He thought the pill would take a little longer to kick in.
Wow. Okay.
Or she slipped him the blue pill.
Yeah, there we go.
Look over there, honey.
Holy cow. Todd, turn your headphones off.
Earmuffs.
That's right. Wow. Poor 17-year-old working there. Unreal.
Oh my
God. You asked about another thing. You mentioned something, inventory. I mean, put it out there if anybody's thinking about selling their house.
Yeah,
huh?
You bet. I mean, we can always use it. We're kind of coming into a nice balanced market. The rates are going down a little
bit.
So, but we have a ton of buyers that are looking. Yeah. So though we have probably 3 to 4 months of inventory, it's not 3 to 4 months of every price level of inventory.
Sure.
So, you know, we've got probably, you know, the lower price points or middle price points, they go so fast. So,
yeah.
I mean, it is a constant need out there for those first-time home buyers and sometimes second home buyers as well that just don't necessarily want to go up in price but need a bigger home or, you know, whatever.
And how do you guys get – I've asked you this before because there's two types of real estate. One is really hard and one is really great. Being a buyer's agent is really hard. Because
yes.
You're on the road all the time, and you're looking at places, and places go fast.
Very time-consuming.
But when you got listings, it's awesome because they come to you.
Yeah.
How do you guys get your listing? I mean, I follow you guys. You guys get great listings. Is it just by reputation?
Well, it is past clients, too. Oh, I mean, it's a good word of mouth. I mean, to be honest with you, when you're working with a buyer, you get to know them so much better than you do your sellers.
I totally agree.
Because you spend so much time with them.
Yes.
In and out of houses. You're talking about their life, their family. So they buy a house and then, you know, down the road, they're going to need to sell. So they're going to call you. But hopefully they've had a great experience and they are giving your name out to everybody that they know. So
do people, okay, you're right. You know, Johnny's in college now. Maybe you don't need all this house or so-and-so yet. But do people move? It used to be every 7 years.
Still pretty average.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, not me, boy.
Yeah.
I just, you know, moving's just.
Yeah.
But I guess if those people were in our neighborhood for 3 years, I guess it all averages out maybe to 7.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
you know,
we were in our house for 20. So,
yeah.
But yeah, somewhere right in there. I don't know what the exact number is, but people move quite frequently, more than you think.
Yeah.
Do you always, and I know I've asked you this before, but I had a buddy I worked with, and he had some theory or some kind of a thing where every X number of years, you buy a house and then you sell it. And by the fourth one, you basically won't have a mortgage because you'll have made enough. Do you know what? Is that an old wives' tale? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, you got to go at least 2 years.
Okay.
But
or you want to. I shouldn't say you have to.
If you do that and the house appreciates and you put that money in, but you don't buy a bigger house, you know, if you can manage your money, you can make enough equity in 4 sales to pay for a house.
Is that what it's for?
Oh, for
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
less.
We see a lot of people who buy that home, live in it for a couple of years, take some equity out, buy another home, keep that as an investment, and kind of build their portfolio that way as well, too.
What about some of these shows that were so popular a few years ago? Did they make life harder for you guys?
Like the HGTV, HGTV shows.
Yeah. I'm sure they kind of skewed the perception of what we do.
I'll turn you down.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, I think more so on how easy it is to, or, you know, in quotes, how easy it is to do some of the remodels.
Yes.
I think that was a little deceiving.
Yes.
Because we are now seeing, I think, some of those DIY products in some of the, you know, homes that are being listed. So
and you know, I saw a thing about do's and don'ts recently. I should have printed it. And one of the things was, if you're getting ready to sell your house, this is not the time to start a do-it-yourself project.
No,
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. That was one of the big no-nos. Do not start a project.
No, you really don't. Because, you know, you kind of are opening a can of worms sometimes with those projects. Definitely not do it yourself. So, you know, bring it. I mean, unless you are a professional.
Have the professionals do it.
Yeah. For sure.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's nice to hear there's some inventory. Because I think people were overpaying. And, you know, I look at that. But, you know, what do I know? It's nice there's some inventory. They get a little bit of time to shop. Yeah. It's not a panic buy anymore. And, you know, you guys know the house, you know the sellers, and obviously you'll help the buyers or vice versa. So,
we'll help everybody.
No, you guys are awesome.
How do people get a hold of you guys?
Yes, Ben Melton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get this guy some pop.
Let me give an easier question.
Yeah, benmelcor.com. Berkshire Hathaway, 317 West Walnut Street.
Right.
Corner of Broadway and Walnut.
Yeah. Love
Outstanding.
It.
You guys are the best. Good.
Thank you.
How's the Swedish Barn doing?
Swedish Barn is doing good.
We got a lot of people
circling. We got a lot of activity.
All right.
Yeah.
So. All right. I want to party there sometime.
Yeah. Oh,
Benedetta Melker, Mayor Realty. You guys are awesome. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on a hump day edition next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.